I asked the noted musicologist and blues historian David Evans, professor of music at the University of Memphis and author of Big Road Blues, to make a contributory comment to this program regarding the African influence on the blues.
Now we could cite the call and response quality of the blues. This is the way the instrumental line answers the vocal line. Call and response, and precisely this relationship of voice and instrument, are very fundamental to most types of sub-Saharan African music. So this is a very obvious characteristic. Another characteristic that is very African is the use of riffs. These are short, repeated, melodic, rhythmic phrases, and one finds these frequently in the instrumental response part of the blues structure, where a short phrase will be repeated, for example, on a guitar. One can also find it even embedded in the structure or in the instrumental work behind the singing, as in the familiar boogie-woogie figures played in the bass of a piano with the left hand. The strident, declamatory, melismatic singing style that one often encounters in blues, along with a wavering intonation, is especially characteristic of the West African savanna region. This is an area that has been influenced by Islamic music, which also frequently uses a similar singing style. So this is very likely an influence on the blues coming from this particular region of Africa. The role of the blues singer has often been compared to that of members of this caste, often referred to as griots. They have a number of characteristics, including the itinerant lifestyle, the rather low social reputation, and of course the fondness for stringed instruments, as well as this particular singing style that links members of this caste to blues singers. There are minstrels, often itinerant minstrels, in other African traditions as well, a number of them in Central Africa and Southeastern Africa, that have also contributed to the United States black population. And these minstrel traditions could also have contributed to the blues. Any number of musical instruments found in the blues have African prototypes. Not the main instruments, the guitar, the piano, and the harmonica, and then of course other band instruments, saxophones, even the drums, are basic Western models of these instruments, or adaptations of them in the case of the electric guitar. But some of the secondary instruments of the blues quite clearly have African origins or prototypes, and they represent reinterpretations of these African sources. Also, aspects of subject matter in the blues, including particular cultural content with African sources, certain beliefs, superstitions, voodoo references, of course, would be some of the obvious ones. Altogether, I think there's quite a bit of African influence in the blues, and in fact, I would say that it is the predominant influence in most blues music.
Interestingly, drumming was outlawed in the American South for long periods of time once slaveholders learned that drumming could be used to signal slave insurrections. One of the musical forms among African Americans was fife and drum music, which was popular during the American Revolutionary War. This style of music is still being practiced in pockets of the South and the Caribbean to this day, and it is distinctly similar to West African music. This recording was made by Alan Lomax in the 1950s. That was Sid Hempel and Lucius Smith doing Old Devil's Dream. We must remember that the blues is a music popularized in the 20th century with the ascent of the phonograph and the distribution of so-called race records to the African-American community. This all took place fully 300 years after slavery started. During this time, there were many developments in the music of the African-American community that preceded the blues. Cultural assimilation and diffusion in the American melting pot, however voluntary or involuntary, allowed musicians of all heritage to listen to and learn from each other. For African Americans, the torturous journey to the harsh South during slavery times has surely seen its lament and turmoil. Musically, however, it brought together in relative geographic isolation two people, European Americans and African Americans, who might have lived separately and unequal. Yet, their culture, language, and heritage linked inseparably to give birth to all that is good in American music: blues, gospel, jazz, country, rock and roll, folk, and zydeco. It is not possible to cover all of the musical elements which may have in some way influenced the blues, but there are a few significant early precursors to the blues which are essential: work chants, the spiritual, black minstrel and medicine shows, vaudeville, and later even the Hawaiian slide guitar style popular on mainstream radio during the 20s and eventually ragtime. One of the best descriptions of the blues comes from Woody Guthrie, the hard-traveling hobo poet and Dust Bowl balladeer.
What are the blues?
Well, the blues, Alan, is... I always just called it just plain old being lonesome. Now, a lot of people don't think that's a big enough word. But then you can get lonesome for a lot of things. People down where I come from, they're lonesome for a job. They're lonesome for some spending money. Lonesome for some drinking whiskey. Lonesome for good time, pretty gals, wine, women, and song like they see stuck up in their face every day by other people. Thinking maybe that you're... you know, down and out and disgusted and busted and can't be trusted, why, gives you a lonesome feeling that somehow the world's sort of turned against you or there's something about it you don't understand. Being out of work, being lonesome, or either being in jail. And actually, some of the best blues come from jailhouses where people are put for different reasons. They blues, awful popular in jails. Blues is sort of a complaint, or I mean a lament, or I mean sort of a hell raising in your own system, or something you want to get out, you want to sing about. You know, there's something wrong, and you look around and you see a lot of things that you think's sort of causing things to be hard, and you just kind of get to singing them blues or something.
Before we start to explore the first major Mississippi Delta blues music, let's listen to a typical work song. There are common elements in both African and African-American singing to this day. Especially in gospel music and church sermons, there is a strong sense of rhythm and timing as the group answers, harmonizing with the lead singer's calling. This is referred to as call and response singing. There is singing and improvisation with a fixed refrain, sung in unison and with considerable polyphony. This call and response feature is also prevalent in the blues. Here are two examples, a work song and an African-American church sermon, to illustrate the point.
Well, 18 hammers standing,
oh, well.
Standing in a line.
Well, in a line.
Well, it's 18 hammers standing,
oh, well.
Silver and
gold,
and it shall like gold.
Well, it shall like gold.
Well, I want a new hammer, sure. Well, it ring like mine.
Well, it ring like mine.
Well, I want a new hammer, sure. Well, it ring like mine.
Well, it ring like mine.
Well, it ring this hammer,
good.
The dead man got
a
got a hundred, yeah.
Got a hundred, yeah.
Well, a tree fall on me, I don't be more care.
Don't be more care.
Well, a tree fall on me, I don't be more care.
Don't be more care.
Well, I raise down my hammer, let 'em let 'em drop on down.
Let 'em drop on down.
Well, I raise my hammer, let him, let him drop on down,
let him drop on down.
Well, look at yonder boy, dressed in red,
well, dressed in red.
Well, look at yonder, well, dressed in red,
well, dressed in red.
Well, it look like the children then, then move their legs,
then move their legs.
Down.
You heard Johnny Lee Moore and 12 penitentiary inmates singing 18 Hammers, and Miss Mary Lee and the Congregation singing Jesus is Real to Me. The country blues did not originate in one particular place at one time, although various historians point to different places where the blues have developed in the southern region and spread nationwide. It is not known just how and when the blues were born as a distinctive style, although it is generally accepted that the blues was preceded by ragtime, which formed the structure on which blues and jazz were based. The first so-called race recordings was made by the vaudeville performer Mamie Smith. It was called Crazy Blues, and the best-known rural Mississippi player of the 1920s were listening to the blues of Bessie Smith, Papa Charlie Jackson, and Blind Lemon Jefferson, and also to the Hawaiian slide guitarist Sol Hoopy. Let's listen to the Mississippi Sheiks doing Sitting on Top of the World.
She's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Was in the spring, one summer day, just when she left me, she's gone to stay. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Then you come here running, holding up your hand. Can't get me a woman, quick as you get a man. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Days, I didn't know your name. Why should I worry and cry in vain? But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. Going to the station down in the yard. Come get me a freight train, wake's done got hard. But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. The lonesome days, they have gone by. Why should you beg me and say goodbye? But now she's gone, I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world.
I'm Frank Matthias. During the next hour of I Wish I Was in Heaven Sitting Down, we'll explore some of the important blues musicians like Tommy Johnson, Charlie Patton, Son House, and Robert Johnson, and the slide guitar.
Reach down in heaven,